Deixa eu...
Good day and welcome to your program, The Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. You can also get me on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. May we bring this edition come to you today, me na sap to you kalon. Inside me, this program, we get news, information, and entertainment. So, deal with me for the next 1 hour inside the program. Me, the show. You can also add your voice and send your text message to the number 077-981-981 and be part of the program. Me, the show. We look at the first issue now we get for do the toll road. Now plenty people don't begin use the alternative route where the CRSG company make with the motor car them. But plenty concern don't come out from the driver them where they use this route. And serve people wait up na village them where this route parts. We reporter Abdullah Gbla over the weekend we go work on this alternative route. Also it be fair not more and go now report.
Na about 10 days now, where people, where they use motor car for pass na the Wellington Mashaka toll road, they pay for this road. But from that 10 day to now, plenty people don't always different concern them. We get for do with the road and how it don't affect them life.
They began by pass, and that middle the turn, then bang one picking, then I make them block.
You know, okay, you can't destroy your own community, they will let you go scot-free.
That's the voice of some community people. Now some of the village them, where the alternative route for the Wellington Mashaka toll road pass, as they don't begin with serious concern them, we get for do with the alternative route we enter inside them village them. John Combo Kago, they live in a counter line, Koya Chiefdom, and be explained to Radio Democracy, but in experience as community person.
We the community people, they advise the Chinese then say, the further bridge where they write down for go to Brahma Junction, that bridge is not good. And then if motorcar then apply good, it go broken down. Therefore, if they use this entrance towards the village, the old road, that will be okay. That is if them apply granite, etc. and this, that. But they refuse. Now the bridge don't broke. And now the route now then they enter now for inside the village, it don't become so watchable.
But how this don't affect community people na counter line? John Combo Kabo again.
It don't so affect you so much that people in the face say the vibration of the heavy duties already come. Then they affect even the structure. But if I install them today, they're not saying enough for affect them. You know, okay, you can't destroy your own community, they will let you go scot-free.
We also understand, say, we don't block the road force.
No, we not block them per se. Chinese man, they don't talk, say, they are not responsible for that entrance. So why will for allow for make it be an entrance?
But not to community people no more, the alternative route don't affect. Even driver them get their own experience as plenty by the motor car them, when at work, don't they fasten, now the Potopoto road, now this alternative route. Abubakar, now one of them.
The no fine. Pass them for make up for we. Because any kind way. Because then load their load, they give you money for them. Pass with you offload, then they pay with the money. They only give you DFO. I take DFO paper for the load our load.
Different people, they know they call on government for CCD the CRSG company where they make the Wellington Mashaka toll road, make the alternative route as way for make people get choice for either use the toll road or pass by the alternative route as the case may be. Inside one worker, where the Salon Labour Congress will do the alternative route Saturday, August 26 this year. Plenty parent concern have been come up. Max Conte, now Deputy Secretary General for the Salon Labour Congress, it be explained to Radio Democracy but waiting in Fenot.
As far as me concern, we'll not get alternative route. Because alternative route now from point A to point B, we get toll gate bypass. And then toll road bypass are not good. And one for the toll road bypass, we meet one roadway obstacle day. That's also Potipoto, the bridge on bro, the Mutkade day. Then a bad experience to get through. All the bypass road, all damage, nothing for right home about. In order to see how like the road will be the use, on a wheel road, where they use to money they make up.
The way out the alternative routes, then as some part the way it pass, don't make some trader themselves less concerned, as Ibrahim Baba Kamara, Deputy Secretary General for the Salon Traders Union, been telling Radio Democracy.
The alternative multi-car in the first scene with trader and business, they poil, as we don't scan money to most of the trader in the market, they don't poil, because they hold them, no good. The alternative will not go people. That's why it's together in the fasting.
Where it be the talk to where the democracy this being them for the quality of the alternative routes? This now waiting the public relations officer for the Salon Roads Authority SLRA. So he can be say.
We will make this road passable for make sure it's safe and reliable for every people. We will just want the assurance to people. I mean, one thing was the Galunian, we don't know, we will not go and accept the assurance. We don't tell them say we will make the road. Come the 18th, when we open that toll, that road will be passable to all vehicles. And right now, said the road is passable. Vehicle will be in the road, we don't talk big trucks then day. We will apply the route.
But that now before the 18th August this year, where people will start for pay for the toll road. And from waiting people, don't they say now? It clear say this situation different from the alternative route where plenty people don't raise concern say in order in good condition and only impact them on community people, driver and trader them. Now back to the first concern, we say the couple where driver in the pain at the toll gate them, there more so for talk them, where they bring thing for it from upline and self take plenty other thing them from freedom to upline. But where it be the talk to where the democracy, this being them, the Minister of Works, Housing and Infrastructure, Alhaji Ibrahim Kemosi say, then get this for Sibo then concern ya.
Not to Minister of Works, not to President put price. President call the Minister of Works, Minister of Transport, Chief of Staff, tell them say, we pay the cry say, the price boku, waiting for do, now go try put and down. I don't care how do, I put and down. We say, call the all. We call CRSG, SLRA, Consumer Protection Unit, Patrol Drivers Union, truck owners, petrol sellers, all man trading as well, can they make price? Not to go and put this price.
Waiting plenty people, they ask now na that, how this will impact the economy of the country, most of plenty people poor and they live from hand to mouth. Dr. Martin Gonda, na economist and self-lecturer at the University of Salon.
This is a spillover effect. It affects the cost of transportation of all those transports with the ply that road. It also the increase on the prices of goods where they ply that same route, and by extension it will create what we call trade diversion, because you remember say most of our goods will they consume particularly in the far eastern part of the country like Kailan. So a very clever businessman will say, no, I don't need for bring me goods come to Freetown.
But all them concerned we don't come up for sake of the toll road center around one thing we Max Conte been talk after the worker na the alternative routes.
We find out say they not make road, will they pay for gate now get to the pay for, because from Yams Farm to Masheka no road, no road they make. Now just the road will be there. The people can then put gates in and they collect money per road when they don't meet or don't make. As far as this country concerned, they're not concerned about Labour Congress. We are the most major stakeholder out there for involved. We never call you to a meeting, we never know until there is a price in the car in respect of the toll road.
The Salon Labour Congress, now the body where they represent all the workmen in the country, and for the fact say they don't confirm say government to be include them inside the agreement between the government of Salon and the CRSG company for introduce the toll road system, plenty people will left with plenty question them for ask for the Society for Radio Democracy. Me na Abulai Bla the report.
Well, from now today we look at another one for make English and French speaking country them now West Africa conduct peaceful and credible election. The Open Society Initiative for West Africa, OSIWA, with support from the body partner Open Society Foundation, don't they support the process. Outside them, they don't train the French country them, and now that the English speaking country them, where they can all na Salon for train on the election situation room. Professional development for get train na different electoral process them, we can be na then country ya, for make the process transparent and credible. Elizabeth Ali Blang will be talk to the executive director for OSIWA na Salon, Juk Pema. Be we start for talk why they support the election situation room for West Africa.
OSIWA, we're an open society initiative for West Africa, and with parent body, Open Society Foundations, been support one organization we're based in Mali to Windy for develop this election situation room toolkit. What's the election situation room? Concept now more of a platform we will use for promote credible elections. We will involve citizens, we will make the able for participate, but also my conflict prevention platform, so that if something wants to happen ahead of the elections, you get people away. They do constant analysis communities and the engaged stakeholders so that things not go bad before, during and even after elections. So now the whole situation room concept down there. So we've been given a grant to Tiwundi for develop this platform, you know, like online, some kind of software we have developed. We also partner with another organization in Ghana so that then develop the whole curriculum. So now this curriculum now online with the use for train like a core group of experts in the sub-region. We don't conduct the Francophone one for the one that would speak French. Na Bamako, Mali. This one now for Anglophone, the one that would speak English. Now they own training this. So this is not the international conference. So now that we do now for the next couple of days.
You talk about a website that we'll get for develop for elections so that then we we'll get transparency, accountability, free from violence. You feel say this situation will be able for help in that direction?
Definitely. This is two partners na the sub-region then to implement in Nigeria. Even the elections we see President Obasanjo, then up to the tower we get Goodluck Jonathan, and even now for Yaradua, colleagues they don't do one, Senegal we don't do one, Benin, even Burkina Faso, to see what the support partners would want. We'll be experimenting in 2012, but that's been getting small hitch. So now after all these couple of years, almost 10 years we don't work on this situation room at the sub-region. So we could develop like standardized platform. We're not just website, but this not like whole software where they use, where they install on our system. Then we will try for each and every situation. You know, we say one size fits all, as with monkey said. Not to the same thing where they happen in Nigeria, the same context, the same number of voters, the same number of polling stations. This one, because an international conference, what thing that they do now for teach people in the whole concept, teach people about the software, what thing that we will do with them, how they will prepare with them. In terms of whether it will be useful for salon, extremely useful. Now we partners then, for instance, National Elections Watch, who will support. We also get Action Aid, who will support. Then when they did now, Nadengo lays with the various agencies, like the Sierra Leone police, if something they happen, or if they hear something, they lays with the Sierra Leone police. So before things go bad, they can lays with the Sierra Leone police and say, now this would not real. How would I go for a response? Do I want to respond to this situation? Or like with the exhibition they go on now, National Elections Watch, for instance, then go around, then get observation. Some side, and they would say, data missing, some information missing, blah, blah, blah. So now then they come back to NEC now. Before they just go to radio, they engage NEC. So now this and this will run your real. How we go able to work with you now to make things better. You know, or if now political parties want to behave responsibly, for instance, they can engage the leadership of them party then, or some key individuals within the party. So that all intention we can rise during elections, and can come back and say, now this and this and this, they happen, make we work on it. We should normally get a team of experts, you know, the highest levels. Now then this
will... By Sierra Leonean?
Well, this one now, they left to Salon. This is not the international one. If we partner as National Elections Watch, then decide for going to Situation Room, it will left to them now for localizing, for make sure, say, whatever components of the software will partners from Mali don't develop, they go for localizing, contextualizing, so that not to waiting to happen in Nigeria, but waiting to happen here. Then thing they need to be doing, I just make them see waiting and waiting which aspects they could for adapt.
Which organization or civil society organization are involved in this training?
Well, we get so many who come from the sub region. I mean, the Gambians from Ghana, from Nigeria, Liberia, where they get elections in October, for instance, so then they get representatives now. But we also get the colleagues that we come from Malawi and Zimbabwe. These are for the English speakers. For Salon, we get National Elections Watch. I think I didn't get the highest number of participants at this meeting today. We also get one or two other members of the donor community. We own strategic partners where they come for can observe, because we as a foundation we believe in partnership, so that whatever strength we get in a small money, we get other person to sell the small money, work in joint hand and make sure the things then work out.
So we think actually then trainers sort of go for can look at
one, but they even get people now to think seriously about the whole concept of situation room. Different types of situation room, then they can focus on different things. But this one now, on a more holistic approach, with security component, where they look at elections. Even though this is not about elections, we get different as components of the electoral cycle, where they get what they look at, and different partners where they get what they engage in the whole process. They also don't forget one of the things where the whole situation room platform now, or the web, the portal now, where they don't develop. Now, how they're going to work with the GSM companies, the mobile companies, some of the information, therefore, go through them, you know, that kind of thing.
involve quite a bit of technical component. So 2 days of this training, got to do a lot with ICT training also. So not just for maybe the right, but analysis, a bit of analysis, where they have also get statistician who will work with them, go for the possible way they communicate, because but whatever we get, now for communicating responsibly, not for just go talk, then we go blow things out of proportion. Now that kind of constructive engagement, now I would look at when we talk about the situation.
This way, Potter, so within the military for develop, so now the English-speaking countries, and we salon the part of. You know, so we talk about security business, when it comes to the internet, so how for able for keep information, we know we just go out like that, we go able for keep information, when I don't want for me go out and for return.
We do hope so people will behave responsibly, because at the end of the day, each and every country, we as citizens, we also have a responsibility to the young country. If we don't sit down, we don't agree amongst ourselves, say, let's keep this here, let's more make sure, say, what will they talk, make it stay here for now, until we engage the partners. Because if I just grab them, we put wrong on a newspaper on a radio, saying that this and this, they happen. But we hope so people will behave responsibly, otherwise sanction they go there for them people and they within the various organizations. We are support, we support, we are also strategic partners, because we're also involved in them process here. Now, some of them major values, them process, and procedural issues, the facilities that they take them through step by step, so that they know what to do, what not to do, and how to do one. So that at the end of the day, we'll get the best. Because it's not just for Salono, this is a regional one. So that whatever the user now, the co-colleagues and Luna Nigeria, whoever colleagues and Luna Benin, come back and say, oh, that's what we do one, that's what this person done. In fact, we've got colleagues and from Nigeria, we've done the ground for the last 10 years. So one of them, senior, the leadership, Edina right now. So you will share them some identity of how they're doing. Yes. Because the key, but also how to even relate to the media. Because each situation, you get to get a relationship with different stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. On how we facilitate the support, this process, which at the end of the day, they look for?
We don't look for credible elections. We look for elections will go hold and say it's not one will get integrity at the end of the day, all man will stand tall and say yes, the institutions then work.
How much is this training?
This is a week long training from today, 28th of August, to today until the 1st of September.
Well, that na joke pe mabi the ender interview day with Elizabeth Ali Blango. Osa ebede talk about the training on the election situation room for professional development. For it training na different electoral process them, we can be na country them for make the process be transparent and credible. The program we listen to na amid the show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Now the normal way for send you text message to but issue them where will they deal with inside the program. Well, with me inside the studio I get Emerson Kamara, the head of PR for the Western Area SLPP Youth Conference. We go come up soon. Emerson, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Yeah, Fambude, good afternoon.
Start for tell listener them but the SLPP youth them now the Western Area.
Yes, over the years, we don't get a very vibrant youth membership in the Western Area. We, one way or the other, don't they engage themselves in on social media, you know, because of various individuals then within the support for promote their aspiration, as the case may be. This issue come about when one day we get a meeting and we suggest as young people that instead of we exercise this strength to get inside way for support individuals because of their aspiration. Why not come together as youth of the party and see how best we can promote the party interest.
So how don't they do that in terms of promoting the party interest?
How we start them all, we start them in an aspect of building together a group we involve different individuals and we support us, of individuals, aspirant to them. We start that way there and we succeed for Duam, wherein you get all these individuals with the area over the year about wanting to lead SLPP as flag bearers, then different supporters, we succeed for bring them on board and call a general meeting and say, okay, Lord, we form this group and see how best we can portray the party as a group instead of we divide ourselves separately and we push individuals' interests and we succeed for doing that. And now from that point there we get this aspect of youth, Western Area Youth Group Conference coming up, we get for the entire country.
Okay, in terms of development and peace on that particular side of the Western area, because we cannot say most time where something can be in terms of violence. I mean, people can say it can be under more among political party them. Waiting on be the role so far for the SLPP youth in the Western area, especially among themselves, because you know say each youth can get their own person where they can get a particular support for where they will say na this miwale lead we, na this miwale lead we.
Okay, the awareness we start for is that at the first step we don't take as a party members, as young people in the party, we don't succeed for bring everybody on board and say, okay, the issue not that I will force you for support me, forcing me candidate to I feel say you for support. But the moment you raise that awareness among individuals that you get the right for support, whosoever you want for support, but at the end of the day, the position we did, that particular moments with everybody to go for now just one seat today and a one person get for winner at the end of the day. So we succeed in bringing up that awareness to between ourselves as a start that all right, now we live together and support different individuals, then now we go to the race and embrace yourself at the end of the day. Now one person among each of them individuals and they will differently with the support go end up for win that position day. Uh-huh. So because of that togetherness or that oneness who begin bring yourself together, you find out say the personal attacks and the violence don't reduce within
that Western area, and
within the Western area, as okay. The case may be. Well, I know just even Western area, because now a first time probably you could hear a lot of counter this from one group to another, but I feel say this BNTM because of this move will take that. All right, I know they just pull you off you person with the support. Say no, you don't get right for support, and but hence you make the person aware say yes, now you're right, you get right for support the person, but do in that peaceful manner, not insult the other person, young candidate, the case may be, that don't actually reduce as the case may be.
In terms of relationship of the SLPP youth in Western area, another one them, how you can describe them?
Well, we as a party, you for no say the, when you talk about SLPP as a party bringing you together or other political parties, we don't get one problem with them because over the years, you don't see SLPP young generation wing, they participate fully in terms of this all political party youth organization we've been there, and SLPP always from the start onset with informam, the SLPP always get involved, you know, and not even to an extent take a lead role as the case may be at one point in time. So we not get no difficulties for relate yourself with other political parties youth.
But una the Western area, the SLPP youth them, una they speak one voice, especially with campaign decision making something them. Like for this conference and so on, I go don't agree, say well look at this issue, purpose of this conference, other than for attending all.
We not one for limit on for attending.
No, una they speak one the voice. It's not just about the conference, una gets una they speak as one.
The idea came in this meeting where the idea come, I feel say we nobody no object the idea, everybody welcome the idea, because it come from one person, just one person sit down during this meeting say okay, why we no call this conference, because we they expect forget we delegate national delegate conference, and you find out say we get different people supporting different groups at the case may be. So when the idea comes say okay, before we go this national delegate conference, why don't we organize a youth conference? We are in a lot.
Well, I get to one voice when I speak on. It's not about the conference. No public conference out of this okay. Course. But when I speak one voice in terms of anything apart from the conference.
As the case may be currently, the voice way SLPP youth right now they speak, it's one. Because if we say we go to a conference, we get for help the youth wing of the party get prepared for the next elections, then if we say any youths in the SLPP, they are against short organization or short activity we want to undertake, we get for help in winning the next election. So as the case may be, everybody, and that is why we get a leader. We get a leader of the party where they cover the entire young generation, young people, as the case may be. Okay. When this idea comes, then present unto them and you welcome them.
Okay,
and I feel say everybody welcome this short idea.
Emerson Kamara, head of PR Western Area, organizer for the SFPP Youth Conference will come up soon. The program where you listen to and meet the show, and it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. Now we go to the Anti-Corruption Commission. This being term, the Anti-Corruption Commission will don't begin for investigate some member them na the 2017 Arch Committee for corruption allegation them. According to the Commissioner of the Anti-Corruption Commission, Adam Macaulay say, as part of the investigation where they carry on for sake of the allegation them of the fraud that the 2017 Arch Scholarship, they don't seize computer them and over 100 salon passports, now 6 place them outside ACC this being them. Adam Macaulay talk more about this to Alex Lawrence Kouma.
We just started the investigations last Monday, even though we did move at a very fast pace, but there is still a lot to do. We will continue for do, and I hope say family will give me the space and be a little patient so that we could do the work properly.
The space and for be patient, which exactly you know they ask people for do?
Firstly, we hear people rightly so concerned that ACC come in very late. Obviously, ACC not come in very late. We come into the investigation way before we announce. And the reason why at times we need to talk about the investigations or we don't start, we don't want to let go of the element of surprise. Because if you come out immediately and say, I don't start investigation, so society, everybody will know, say, then get an inside that thing the way you they investigate, go begin keep documents, then to document and all the evidence the way you need for further investigations. So now INEC could not be come out publicly and say we don't start urge investigation. But the very moment we begin hearing issues of people then not able to go urge because then pull the name, put foreigner or sell in space to other people then, we come into action immediately.
So how not able for balance on our investigation where we don't let people tamper with and also public interest into matter the way sensitive like urge issue.
Which is why I am here today, one for give information to the public on how far we don't go with the urge, and secondly for calm people then fear say this non investigation we will see through, only that we need the support and the patience of the public.
So what we don't do so far, we maybe you know we'll go deep into the investigation, but we maybe in our information we people need for now.
First of all, I go confirm say we don't execute search warrants then last Thursday na various locations, homes and offices na Frita we na a total of 6 locations. And we hit all the location here at the same time. The reason being that if you just go na one location, you finish the you go to another one, the other people and we involved no say we see them come on to that one day, not too many they come. So make sure say, we hit them all at the same time, and in the process we confiscate about 4 computers, 125 Sierra Leonean passport in all them various locations today. We get documents, we get foreign exchange from some of the locations that we execute the search warrant on, and the investigations ongoing. Now the process is that we want to get in touch with the 125 people and we them passport we take we seize now them various locations here. It will take a long time for do because one you get for firstly identify and locate the addresses them. Now we don't get in touch with the Sierra Leone immigration for able for give me the application forms of the passport then they so we know exactly the locations then within the
State House and the Vice Presidency office include Pani Place the owner such?
I will tell you see we go now places we take for example, of course we visit the office of the president, we get access, unhindered access. We also visit the Vice President's office. We get unhindered access and we collect items their way, na items or material of relevance to the investigations we conduct.
Already we see when I don't invite 3 people, the people will be there before the president circle, the president don't circle already. Then such an investigation we don't do, now forget more persons of interest.
Well, if you notice, ACC come out publicly for say 3 people and we name na the press release. Immediately they reach or they step their foot na the soil of Sierra Leone, them for come and visit the ACC immediately. The reason why we do that is not the only three people the world will get access to. All the other people the way na persons of interest, they begin as I allude, it is either we don't invite them for camp or we already don't talk to them. So there was no need for them to put their name again at that press release then say we want una for camp or we already don't talk to them. So that is the reason. If family and feel say na the three people the normal ACC feels in a persons of persons of interest to the investigation, not at all.
So how much people are we talk about?
I do say we get more than six people the way we currently they talk to regarding the issues that we involve with the Arch.
So far, which one I feel say would be like the possible thing we want to get for maybe charge or indict people on so far from the investigation not only do?
Well, I don't want to prejudge the evidence we don't get and we hope for get because we analyze the evidence and see who say would take it. But I would tell you, say, from the look of things, usai them kind of thing they happen, it's not possible for let 2-3 people and not join in for doam. So conspiracy and an obvious charge we they come and be mine as a prosecutor.
Okay, we also they see plenty right up them on social media, you know, and plenty people they discuss this in any way. Then discussion and they or then right up them the impact or negatively on our investigation.
Well, if the theory you want for right but not already there out there in the public domain, and if now some theory if you say germane and central to we investigations, we will advise say before you cram on social media, come to we and give you, because if you put an out on social media before we they get a contact with them or we they get what you want for get out of that information, they will don't dispose of evidence or that thing them. So we advise people as if you get information we directly related to this urge investigation before you go put on social media, come to the ACC and report. And also, I still emphasize with the call on Sierra Leoneans and people that win are victims for come to we and talk to we didn't work on information. If the victims that we suffer this kind of injustice, not come to we and talk to we, there is no way we go able for succeed in the current investigations. We will do so. They talk to people. They do una come. Una anonymity is assured. We go keep una identity confidential. So not forget to say repercussions.
They were we famous do for we inside the program. The program we still listen to now mid the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 at the number we for send you text message to and be part of the program. Now we dey look at another issue. Plenty people be sick and admit at Connaught Hospital, and some of them people have been damaged by the August 14 rain with the country be experience. For now, I don't talk for them Radio Democracy going to Connaught Hospital. For go now, I don't talk in terms of the medical treatment, feeding, and other thing them. Because according to government, they will take care of them people here till they well. Well, I be talk to some of the flood victim them at Connaught Hospital.
My name is Dennis Lansana. Well, I mean, I'm a wound. I've been getting some things there. Well, they say, go to the camp.
Will I tell you?
I'm not going to be the man there.
But from what I be admitted, I don't tell you about medical feeling at all.
Well, some dependent try somehow, but some next thing I was just at the bar. You know, I was just at the bar.
Don't tell you they can't kill that
group. They say grafting, like Joe.
Well, my name is Fatima Taledi. So the entire time is medical treatment. Yeah, in a corner to
I don't tell you we are here. How treatment of talent? You don't get
treatment. Yeah, I will get treatment.
Okay.
Now I'm going to my bangers. If you they keep giving my money, they give him what they see. This one is a left seat on the doctor, the car, they say they for discharge me.
Who's doctor?
You know, Sabi, the doctor, I mean.
Nobody said they can.
The one they will all be having, so they don't go with the graft. We don't know the right side, who said they go with it.
Well, look at me, so me to me, okay, since the day I come here, so the Monday, yeah, from the Monday, it was nice. All the treatment was free. This is what happened with me that Monday. This accident will be in a motor man. You see, yes. So now I'm being this damage for me. What if the stone fire? It put in fire. So the stone it knocked the veranda. So it hit me. Think say na morph. They say in station or old school. Yes. Now that's it. Tell me. But I don't know how decent is it. I don't know how it is. You see. So I did go there no more now. For I'm glad go see them now.
I want 7 admins. Well, I know the norm self, I've been conscious, so I don't know what he takes me to the suit. The first day I come, he admits me. I buy medicine. I swear, doctor will sign for the paper before they will supply you the medicine.
So, from that end to now, are you medical or Italian?
Well, then they try on the medical side, although we know they get better support.
What about the feeding side?
The feeding, I want them to wait.
I want them to do that food?
Yeah, pass in the evening now. We will look for more than 7 minutes. Pass in the evening before we get food. We will concern them for letting help with long hair, with long hair shelter.
So, what side they say they can't get one?
Well, that's the voice of some people way some big damage during the August 14 we become we be meeting the stadium na Connaught Hospital and in Timap Nado. As they say they not be really know outside they can't care, then go do some say they care, then go na grafting, and the other person be say they care, then go na old school. Well, the program is still listening to na meet the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Still with me inside the studio, I get Emerson Kamara, head of PR Western Area SLPP Youth, as he therefore can talk about the conference. Emerson, what do you reprom to now for say Leona come up with a conference? One of the youth team na the Western Area?
Yeah, what do you prompt we now actually this idea of as young people, what do you for contribute towards the way forward of we party in Win One come 2018? And because we don't get so much in aspirant then and then groups and supporters, and we they contribute greatly in pushing them candidates and interests. So we see them say we get a responsibility. We can only win the next election if we get a prepared youth force.
Well, I think so. Why don't I get that kind of concept today?
The concept is very clear. Winning elections for a political party, the lead role now, the youth, then therefore produce our lead role there as winning elections, because we get greatly, now we get the energy, now we get for majority of we, 80% get for serve as pulling agents, now we get for galvanize the support and all that. Now we decide on at our basis, now we sit on now we in a college, now we did all in groups, and we go out to the street, now we did it. Now we did argue for our party, now we did advocate for our party. So we see and say we only achieve that day if we come together as youth, and we decide say why we not get this conference before the national delegate conference. The team, the issue we make, we decide say let's get them before the national delegate conference. Now for law, we see how best we can get inclusive participation as young people. Then we want to see everybody come on board. We now for see we left people that are out here, and that we they yearn for victory for the party, and we don't succeed in that kind of manner they will they push, because as I speak to you now, we get the support of all the aspirant name, flag bearer aspirant name, and the national coordinator week in week out, where they go up country, it engage the young generation leaders them of different districts, then the region them, and maybe they have the talk on behalf of the Western area. I will tell you, say the young generation leader for the party Western area now a day in support of this conference, and we want to see how best we can able make people, young people in the party, get awareness actually for really know we role and responsibility as young people, and because we don't get previous experience, electoral experience, the way we see, say, because we've not been that organized as young people, then things and the way we happen electoral activities and they will be having at the previous elections, and we actually day against we disadvantageous against we as a political party. And so we want to prevent that kind of thing.
In terms of what you say, I believe, say if we the youth team now the party come together, that's gonna make Una get victory in the 2018 election. But again, if you look back at the SLPP, you will agree with me, so don't see so many clash among the big one them, especially the aspirant Odon Suicide one decide say in the push for Snakona and all. You think say before that, you know, things that the big one ever try and come together and speak one word?
You just talk about aspirant, and I tell you, say, I know, say, apart from the issue of we say we don't see clash aspirant them, I will tell you again, say, recently we don't see suicide. 7 or 8 aspirant don't come together. I know, say, the media see that kind of thing.
But 7 or 8 not cover all of 15 of the 7 or 8 are just small amount compared to the number of aspirant them.
When you think about aspirant them, you watch the records them, and people intend the aspirants, as the case may be, because when you say aspirant,
they are not yet
we actually don't write us, don't apply, because the party be not put out notice for apply. We get people that we intend for be aspirant for the party, and among the one the one that we made on the area with Adon the sea, that figure will give about 7 or 8, now over 80% of
on an one, and they will not just think so, not consider as intended.
No, we not just think, we engage. That is why, not apart from, I tell you, even the one way suspend, we get people that we now in supporters, and we did within this conference organization, like we try to organize this conference. We even when it's suspending aspiration, una no say suspending, no say left the party. In supporters, and they will still want for let this conference, we the support for let this conference happen, you know, as the case may be. So we not only limit ourselves to the 7-1, the way they work towards the party now. Even when itself don't suspend the aspiration, people and they will be known to support them, then they're on board with we, because then see, what would they try for actually achieve the case at the end of the day, now that now victory. And it's not about who that get, because you think about how many people want for aspire. Now one person get for be flag bearer.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, when the party wins, now we all win.
But this conference where you say the purpose of Amla for let the SAP will be victory. On our own force, we don't suicide half. I mean, it done a kind of shaky. You know, things say, under the youth them, now the Western area, maybe for try and put their intending aspirant and other executive body, Leona tell them, see, if una not they together as one, no matter whose effort, una go big all in vain.
When you talk about we role, I know say it was recently, you see, a group of aspirants then come together. and they still work tirelessly. A lot of them support us, some of we different people that way they support us, then different aspirants, and they been done it. Tell them, and at this the party be one for see, and we don't see say we don't lead to that direction. Other political parties not get 7 or 8 aspirants they come working together.
But again, you know? Other not so, get, but so, some so again, if, yeah, so yeah. They say because if one want they that plenty, they not for the even come up.
Well, this now
don't have the right, but it's too much in terms of the amount.
All with the lead now, everybody intend for be flag bearer and the party. You get it right for intend for be flag bearer.
So why they not come and support one instead of all my one be? Because nobody not go angry for support a particular one.
Don't forget, say this now, I say people we they talk about. Mm-hmm. This is not SLP people we actually believe in democracy. This is not SLP people we don't practice. That is why if I now say up to this time would they allow people learn with the, with some man they say why we not convention it now. Everybody in view now this party very important. One single person, a small person, even a young man can grab today and say, no, I don't agree with that, with this process. That is why you don't see so much of elections going on. Because we so believe in this process, okay. We call democracy. And at the end of the day, we go reach the that you see when they go to a conference. You don't know what you go for this today. You don't know what you go talk as a family. But we go prepare ourselves at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because we get a role for play as young people then. And I feel say we get for succeed in playing that role as young people then.
So in terms of this Western Area Youth Conference, how we get for Talek? What are the kind of people get for Dede? When I focus things they wanna get for look at?
The conference, me they represent the Western Area. We get other people there as superior head for Western Area. We get other people in another region there with the international conference actually. Not to even here, we get for Hulam, the Western Area. Now a conference like we want for bring everybody
and more
interested in aspirant them, young people of the party, even young people outside the party. Because SLPP not only like don't prove over the years within governance that we not only care about we party members. SLPP in our one party we care about the well-being of this country and the young people as the case may be. So that is why this conference with this is so we get for cater a lot of people in different fields.
Okay.
Young lawyers, young doctors, Okada riders, attire-based membership, we get for call them on board. That is why we get 2 days with the proposal for maybe two days. We are even to the extent we get forget the international community come in India, we invite them there because we get things. I tell you earlier, say we don't get the previous elections, we don't get electoral activities them way. Actually not been go down well with the party, you know, being favor we because you know, especially we will put a law way not suitable for you. Mm-hmm. One kind of law now that the law about movement of vehicle last 2012 elections. If I now say we in opposition with a contest against a ruling government. So when they ban vehicles, do not ban the government vehicles plying the street of Sierra Leone or Freetown. So if I now say it was easy for the ruling government and then they go about the business because in the disguise of government vehicles.
Okay.
You know, so we they go that's not just one example I just give you. So we they go yonder, we they go put yourself together, we they go see how best as a party for open with arms and say it has to be an inclusive participation towards we conference. We want we don't have to left people them out. We want to encourage people that we even don't vex. You will see some people don't leave this party over the years. Don't they go then they come. And even the one that we left with over the years, some of them want for come because we said then go to not see better day.
Okay.
You know, so now only this kind of platform would the one for provide for people and say this is the platform who would bring in everybody, and it's important and necessary, and people that want for come on board for say we save this country because we not see no other party we give a good governance system like the SLPP.
Okay, Emerson Kamara, head of PR Western Area, as you done the day, I can talk about the Western Area SLPP conference where will come up soon. The program will still listen to now midday show. And now I'll go inside the 077-981-981 inbox and take some of our message them. This first one says SLPP Youth Towards Everlasting Peace. Bravo to the SLPP Youth. It will come out from Koroma. This other one say, Mr. Youthman, why in the SLPP you do not associate yourself with the Pauper camp? You are considered an outcast. This other one we are going to read say, oh, SLPP, if the big one they not get peace, now una the small one they go get peace. I wonder. This other message again we are they read say, more need to be done in SLPP, whether there is youth conference or not, trust me, that won't make any change. na concerned citizen they send that message there. This other message they say well the message not too clear. This one way I go read say why what's the purpose of the conference when the SAPP has not yet been so stable in terms of the convention, no peace and all that. Oh SLPP. That message they come out from Sawane. Well, Emma Sinkama, you will respond to some of the messages we don't come.
Yeah, somebody talk about you know associate yourself with power you know to SLPP. I don't know, probably the person I don't know so I get that kind of idea because if you see, I just mentioned say seven intending aspirants, then they together, then get a committee, then they go up and down. And this conference, I just make mention, even to an extent, I make mention of somebody we suspend in bid, a membership day on board for CCA, we achieve victory. Okay. Somebody, yeah, the other person talk about a big one, don't get peace. Now we this morning, they get peace. I want for the other person know that. I don't know. I don't get no seen A to side big one than the fed as the case may be. But at the end of the day, now we the small one, and then big one, and then aspire for position. We hear this person intending aspirants is powerful, is popular. Now because he get people in Vienna, now we. You know, so if we, at the end of the we decide for come together for the interest of the party and for make victory be easy for we come 2018, I don't know if you say the big one then get any choice. That is why we will decide for hold this meeting as young people then say, okay, now this strength will be pulled on social media for support, likes of Honorable Alpha Timbo, the likes of Ali Kaba, then the people that we intend. Why don't we come together and try for see we, how we can organize an activity we will make, we prepare ourselves for victory.
Okay.
They aspire and they accept that one day. We the young people and now they work towards that day. So the big one then not then yes, then get leadership role for play for we. But we get a lot of 70% role for win election. That is what we are trying to do.
Okay.
You know, so at the end of the day, before they come out conference, when they come, people don't really know say the young people in this party don't really go get themselves prepared for win the next elections.
Okay, Emerson Kamara, head of PR for the Western Area SLPP Youth Asidea TV for can talk about the conference. Emerson, I be asked you earlier about this when and the venue. You just say Eastern. What's that exactly?
The venue will propose venue for the conference will one for organize so na bo they make them at the south, and we want for drum before the delegate conference. One of two people and they will get issues of how the delegate conference will go. We see say if we organize this conference, some of them fears and the way some of them people and they get to rally them fears. But actually we did drum before
that one, I'm not getting the particular date it for say now Monday or Saturday.
Yeah, we did drum before the delegate conference, you know. And the venue is certain, na bona the venue. Yeah.
Okay, Emerson Kama continue for day with the program we still listen to na mid the show and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Now the number we for send you text message to and be part of the program. And inside the studio I get Emerson Kama. We come out from the Western Area Youth them na SLPP party. As it therefore can talk about a conference, the purpose of a conference and who's changing will bring generally na the old party in at the head of PR for the Western Area Youth SLPP. We'll not get better them again and all. What do you expect from other youth man them also with this and in the other part of the country in terms of this owner conference on our way at the Western Area?
Yes, what do you expect from them now that we can't forget loyalty to country and the party as the case may be because they come up from a party angle. But the loyalty day for the country first and the party second. So what thing I would tell them, what I'd expect from them are that them big one here, who they support, you watch them, some of them don't achieve 70% of their life achievement. Some of them now just want for be flabby or be president, as the case may be. You know, while we youth them, we get a long way for go. So what thing I'd expect from them are that support the individual, but not get yourself carried away at the end of the day, because if you actually get that awareness that this person you go support her in your era they don't just know, and you as a young person, Sunday tomorrow you want to stand for something. So it is about how best you how best you put the party interest first, and that is why at the end of the day we expect say everybody as young people them now this party and even outside the party they watch out up to we, and then they feel say now the right step will they take, so we get everybody on board, the flag bearer aspirant, and they on board and they support this idea, the regional district young generation leaders and the party they on board. So bottom line, it's loyalty to the party.
Okay.
And that is what we expecting from each and every member of the young people outside this Freetown, as always tenure the case maybe in the entire country.
Okay, Emma Sen Kamara from the SLPP Youth Them Now Western Area, as you don't dare for talk about the conference whether they plan for all soon before the delegate conference. Plenty thank we join me at the program mid day show. Well, I go press the end button of the program mid day show today, Tuesday, August 29. Plenty thank you to all the production team, to Otis Parkins, anyway, sit on being the machine don't get technical support. Maybe don't want to presenter for the program mid day show today. Mina Sapti Kalonda Setata. Thank you.